This recording, Jiangsu 16, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Petty was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her living. Even so, on her first morning, she felt distressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a flea jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inch goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, May Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then seeing a turn to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold into coma and gave her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mash a lot out of medicine. Sarah wondered that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of the penicillin. "I can't imagine paying that much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yeah. My hometown is Suzhou, located in Jiangsu province in China. It is located in the southeast part of China, and it's near to Shanghai. Possibly it is one of the the city enjoys the fastest development speed among China, and it has a very high GDP among cities of China. And Suzhou is a city of 2,500 years of history, so we have many cultural relics here, and somehow Suzhou dialect is quite difficult for me. And people always think that the Suzhou dialect is sweet and soft, and they are all saying that people like to listen Suzhou people quarreling rather than want to listen to Henan people talk. 孔子论述：学第一，子曰：“学而时习之，弗亦乐乎？有朋友远方来，弗亦君子乎？宁发之而不问，弗亦君子乎？”曾不正为曾己疑，子曰：“斯三百岁，亦宜一避之。”曰：“是我小啊。”至于门谢，至曰：“今在之谢宁，斯为能养，子于去母能皆能养于养，弗敬侯别侯。”至曰：“时其受日，故其受雨，主其受恶，宁以受哉，宁以受哉。”